Thank you for allowing me the privilege to be in this place.
Amen.
And I want all of you to pray that God answers Brother Wesley's prayer. Do you have a shepherd?
Yeah. I think so.
Oh, yeah.
I know so.
Don't give me that think so business. Do you still think Jesus is coming? Oh, we know it, don't we, brother? Amen. Wow. I kind of wanted to preach on that subject, but I knew how Brother Jerry felt about it, and he don't like that kind of preaching too much. So the Lord led me to something else, brother.
That's not true.
I know that, but I'm just trying to get up the courage to start here. We love you. Thank the preachers who have come and blessed my heart. Oh, man. Oh. Isaiah wrote a verse in chapter 41 and verse 10. And he said, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." You know, fear is a terrible thing, little dear. And it's something that all of us have to contend with once in a while. Some more than others. It's a great hindrance to me, I know. I've always been a scaredy cat. Being a short guy, everybody calling you shorty. But let me tell you something. The emotion fear not only affects little guys like me, it affects big guys like that one sitting back there to preach last night. And that one that just got through praying. Yeah. The big guys have to contend with that thing too.
That's right.
And it's a terrible emotion. But I believe God is able to use it to our benefit.
Amen.
We grow every time we have to deal with it, I believe. Because we have to come back and realize that we can't control it. We have to go to the one who can control it and find help. That's what he said. Fear thou not. It's a reality. You have to deal with it. Every now and then, something will happen and you have to deal with it. It'll strike a note of fear in your heart. But it is a reality. Otherwise, why would God tell us over 70 times to fear not? Don't be afraid. He knew us. He knew what he put in that dirt when he made us. He put a heart in us and a mind. And those emotions were put there by him. But why do we fear? He told us, don't do it. But we do it anyway. We fear. Sometimes physically, we are afraid. I was never a fighter. I never did like fighting. Because, you know, the big guys, they like to pick on the little guys. And so I just shunned away from the fighting. I didn't like it at all. And you get scared. As a little boy, you know, you're easily scared. But I'm not the only one that's had to contend with it. Israel had to contend with it. You remember back over there in Exodus chapter 14? The Israelites had finally got the okay from Pharaoh after God killed the firstborn and every one of the Egyptians' residents. He let them go. Get out of here. Take anything you want and get. We don't want you anymore. Then he changed his mind. He thought he'd just wipe them out while they was on the run. But that didn't work out too well for him. Through their fear, Israel learned something. God said, I'm going to walk hard in Pharaoh's heart. After they left, after Israel left, he hardened his heart again, and they took out after him. And Israel over there standing on the shore of the Red Sea, nowhere to go. And they heard them chariot wheels rumbling across the desert. Them horses' hooves. They looked and saw those soldiers marching. You know, probably with a full suit of armor on. I don't know what they looked like. They got sore afraid. And that means they're really scared. If you don't know what sore afraid is, it's really scared. And they got on Moses. Well, he's always getting on poor Moses. Why have you done this to us? Why didn't you just leave us over there where we were? Was it because there wasn't no graves in Egypt? What did Moses tell him? Same thing Isaiah said. Fear not! Stand still! And he didn't whisper it either. No, he had a million people there. I don't know how many. He had a pretty good sized congregation. I never preached to that many, so I don't know what that would be like. But this here is about the biggest I ever preached to. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians whom you've seen today, you will see them no more forever. No more. Oh, that should have been encouraging. Yeah. And I'm sure that it was. God told Moses, take your rod and lift it up over that sea. And that thing parted And them Jews went through on dry shod.
That's right.
Yeah. Stand still and see the salvation of God. When you get scared, when you get so afraid, stand still and see the salvation of God. Jacob was the same way. He heard Esau was coming after him. Man, he had all these, his brother was a hunter. He's much a man, I believe. Outdoorsman. He was scared of him. And he got so afraid, and he sent part of his group over here and part of his group over. He was scared of him. He's scared he's going to take his wives and his kids and his cattle. And you know, it didn't get no better in the New Testament. The disciples, they were kind of like me. They must have been little fellows like me. They got scared pretty easy. Over in John chapter 6, they was out in this little ship or a boat of some kind, and they was paddling that thing, and the wind got up and the waves began to roar. They got scared. What are we going to do? And they rowed harder. Didn't do any good. And they looked up and they saw something coming on the water. They didn't know what it was, a ghost or what it was. They were scared. And then Jesus came up to them. And he said, "It's I. Be not afraid." You had that experience before? Have you been out and something happened and you get scared? And you remember the shepherd? He's always there. Always the shepherd. "It is I. Be not afraid." Physical. We might have financial trouble and get scared. The banker called, "When you gonna make that house payment?" "Look, Doc, I'm working hard as I can. I can't get the money today. As soon as I get it, you get it." And you get scared. You wondering where it's going to come from. The IRS is calling. I told the folks at home one time, long time ago, I said, "You know what? We have more fear for the IRS than we do of God." What a shame. One brother told me after service, "You know, the reason for that, brother, is because the IRS don't know nothing about mercy." They don't know nothing about mercy. But God is merciful.
Amen.
And a lot of times it's imagined trouble, Brother Jay. We imagine. We want, what am I going to do if they take my car? I won't have a way to get to work. Or, man, they're having all these layoffs over the plant. What am I going to do if they get me? I got 5 kids to feed, another one on the way. What's going to happen to me? Worry, worry, worry. Mental anguish. Something to worry about. I mean, some of us ain't happy if we ain't got something to worry about. We worry about not having something to worry about. God said, "Yes, I don't be afraid. Fear thou not. I am with thee. I am the good shepherd." Family trouble. There's just a lot of things that will cause us to fear. What if? And God said, don't do that. Don't fear. Don't be afraid. I'm with you. I'm with you. That's the part that sometimes we forget. Yeah, we forget where he is. He didn't go anywhere. If there's anything moved, it's me or you. He's always been there. I believe he's here today. If I didn't, I'd go home. Because I know he's there. Fear thou not. And it gives you one reason. One reason. I'm with you.
Amen.
How many reasons do we need? Looks like that ought to be enough.
Amen.
It is enough. Are you to give us some more reasons? I am with thee. That little word for, it means because. Because I'm with you. Israel didn't realize that. They forgot that when they were standing there at the Red Sea. They forgot it. I am with thee. Isaiah 43:1-5. He says, but now, thus saith the Lord, who created thee, O Jacob, who formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. Yeah. When thou passest through the water, I'll be with you. When thou, and through the river, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, you're not going to get burned. Because I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. Yeah. There's a very important word in that little passage of Scripture. I know there's more than one, Brother Jerry, but the one I'm pointing at is repeated three times. And it took me a long time to see it. And notice the repetition. When thou passest through the water, when thou passest through the river, when thou passest through the fire, through! That tells me he didn't intend for you to go out there and stand in the middle of it. You're going through it. When you go through it, I'm there. Yeah. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Yeah. Luke's gospel, the great physician here, the physician, not the great physician, and in reality the great physician is saying this because he is the Logos. And I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body and after have no more that they can do. That's all they can do. You don't have to be afraid of them killing you. Not if you're one of his friends. Not if you're a sheep. But I will forewarn you, whom you shall fear. The only one we need to fear. Fear him who after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. Yeah, I say unto you, fear him. Yeah, that's the only one we need to be afraid of. I don't need to be afraid of you. You don't need to be afraid of me, because I love you. Yeah. Sometimes our kids have a hard time understanding that. They don't need to be afraid of us, because we love them. Yeah. But we need to fear our Father in heaven. We need to fear God, reverentially fear our Father. John chapter 14. And verse 27, Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Yes, don't let your heart be afraid of what can happen down here. What can the IRS do? Take everything you got? No, they can't. Ah! Don't tell me that, brother. I got something the IRS can't have. They can't get it. They can nail me to a board. They can waterboard me, which I understand is terrible torture. They can't get it. No. You got something, brothers and sisters, you got something that they can't have. They don't want it, and they can't have it. No. Be not dismayed. Be not dismayed. Be dejected, depressed, discouraged. Especially at the slightest prospect of danger. There we go, the anxiety. The slightest prospect of danger. I had a preacher friend tell me one time, about years and years ago, he said, "Brother Kelly, I've been through some hard times." And he had. He's way older than me. He's probably 92, 93 now. And he said, "I had a man take a pistol and cock that thing and put it right between my eyes and pull the trigger. And it snapped." I don't think he even flinched, if I know him. He wasn't scared. He knew they couldn't do nothing to him but take his life. It wasn't worth nothing anyway to him. He'd be better off going home. Yeah. Don't be depressed, discouraged, dejected. And just can't help but think about a little fellow over, a young fellow. I don't know how little he was. He might have been a lot bigger than me. But he was just a lad. He wasn't near as old and decrepit as me. He was just a lad. And you can read about it sometime over in 1 Samuel 17. Most of you are familiar with that passage of scripture probably. Yeah. Jesse had 8 sons. Wow. I had one. I can't imagine having 8. But he must have been a good daddy. But he had a young one, the very youngest one of the bunch. 3 of the brothers had volunteered, I guess, or been drafted to go to war. with the Philistines in the mountains. And the Philistines had gathered on one side of this mountain, and the Jews was over here, and they'd been fighting a while. And Jesse said, "You better go check on your brothers." He told his son, "You go check on your brothers. Here's some stuff, you take them. Some cheese and some bread." And so he took off, left the sheep with a keeper, took off. And when he got there, there was this fellow that was head and shoulders bigger than everybody. Probably around 9-10 feet tall. Now, you could kind of understand why some of those Jews were a little bit scared of that warrior that they had on their side. And he'd come out there every day, "Send me a man to fight with me. If he kills me, we'll be your servants. If I kill him, you're going to be ours." And they were getting kind of shook up. And this young lad said, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? You're out there running off at your mouth, blaspheming the God of heaven. Who do you think he is anyway?" Wow. And his brothers, they got on him. "Quieting down, boy. We know something about you. You just come out here trying to make a ruckus. We got enough trouble on our hands already." David said, "Is there not a cause?" He said, "I'll go kill him." Saul sent for it, "Boy, who are you? Who is this kid anyway? Who do he belong to?" "He belongs to Jesse. I want to talk to him." So he come talk to Saul, the king. And Saul tried to talk him out of it. He said, no, I've got some experience at fighting. Yeah. While tending my daddy's sheep. Yeah. Saul said, "Well, here's some armor. You take this." And David put it on. He said, "This ain't going to work." He said, "I can't use this. I've never tried it. It hadn't been tried." He didn't know nothing about wearing armor. He went on. He stopped long, picked up 5 smooth stones, put in his bag. And like Brother Ross said, he didn't get 5 because he was afraid he was going to miss the first time. He thought maybe he might have some brothers that he'd have to take care of too. If you never heard him preach about that, you need to. It'll thrill your heart. But you know what he did with that stone. He wasn't afraid. Why? Why was David not afraid? He knew God had sent him with a job to do. You don't need to be depressed. You don't need to be scared, dismayed. You don't need to worry. Why not? You might ask. Well, I'm glad you asked. I'm going to tell you why not. At least I'm going to tell you what God said, why not. Yeah. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I am thy God. Who else do you need on your side? He sent, God and David sent that Philistine army scattering, running for the hills with a rock. Who else do you need? Because I am thy God. An omniscient God. Like his brother been talking from way before the world was ever made. He knew what was happening today. He knew we'd be right here gathered together to preach and worship and sing praises to him and pray. The omniscient one, known unto God are all his works from the beginning of the world. An eternal mind he has. He knows everything.
Yeah.
And that's scary sometimes. You know, to know that God knows everything about you.
Yeah.
At least if you've been where I've been, it's scary to know that God knows all about that.
Right.
But you know what? This brother done told us about the blood of the Lord. Yeah. The Lamb of God slain from the foundation of the world took care of all of that. Yeah. Wiped it away. Reconciled us to God. Brother David, I'm thank God this morning that he didn't make an atonement.
Yeah.
Because he just did it once. Yeah. He did it once. And forever. Yeah. Once for all. When he said it's finished, it's once for all. An omniscient one. I am thy God. I know everything. I am thy God. I have all power. That's a comforting thought. That God is almighty. I am the almighty God. Yeah. Who are you afraid of? I'm not afraid of anybody, he said. Almighty? Can you fathom that? No, you can't. I can't even fathom the power it took to put the sun where it is and set it on fire.
Yeah.
And then put it out. Yeah. I believe that. I believe he put it out. I don't believe he hid it with the moon or Jupiter or anything else. Didn't say he hid it. Said it went out.
Yeah.
Power. Yeah. You remember the prayer over in 1 Chronicles chapter 29. David blessed the Lord before the congregation. And he said, blessed be thou, Lord God, our Father, forever and ever. That's a long time. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the majesty and the victory. All that is in heaven and in earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou reignest over all. There's nothing out of his control. Even the government of the United States is not out of God's control. It's out of control, but it's not out of his control. He's got her right where he wants her. Yeah. Wicked, hell-deserving nation is where we live. anything when he says, I am thy God. I'm reminded of how compassionate he is, at least as much as I can understand how compassionate he is. How compassionate is he? Can you measure that? You measure his love, you can measure his compassion. You can't measure either one.
That's right. Yeah.
Men are too wicked to figure out in their mind a way to measure something like that.
Yeah.
It can't be done. Lamentation, chapter 3, the old prophet says, this I recall to my mind, therefore have a hope. And that's a good thought too, you know. This I recall to my mind, therefore have a hope. It is because of the Lord's mercies we're not consumed. Because his compassions fail not, they're new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Yeah. That's the God Isaiah is telling us, that we don't need to be afraid because he's our God. Yeah. Compassionate. Yeah. You think about all these other foreign gods that Israel followed after. You know? In their idolatrous years. And the gods that you can see in the land today and all over the world. Yeah. Some worship a cow. Yeah. I was in Japan for a while, and we went down to a place called Kamakura. And down there on the beach, looking out to the beach. Well, he's facing the beach. He ain't looking out to nothing. He's got eyes, but they cannot see. You know, David talks about that, those kind of gods. Yeah. They got eyes that can't see. They got hands that can't feel. They got feet, but they don't move.
Yeah.
You know something that he doesn't mention there that they have? A heart. None of them have a heart. Yeah. Ours does. Yeah. 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 Buddha, Baal, I stood there and I looked at him, about 40 feet high, I guess. Solid concrete, man-made. He never said a word. There was not a bit of compassion in his eyes. There was nothing in his eyes but dirt and sand. Concrete. In my father's eyes, it's different. Mercy and grace are in my Father's eyes. I am thy God. Yeah. Don't be dismayed. I will strengthen thee. And not necessarily physical strength. I've been a little weakling all my life. But when God saved my wretched soul, I got some spiritual strength that I never had before. I mean, it was an amazing thing, because I didn't realize what was happening to me. Yeah. Spiritual strength is what we need. And that's what kind of strength he'll give us. Yeah. Yeah. I will strengthen thee. What kind of stipulations, Lord? He didn't put no stipulations there. He just said, I'll strengthen you. Don't be dismayed. I will strengthen you. Yeah. I'm your God. I'll strengthen you. I'll help you. Psalm 146 verse 5 says, happy is the man that hath the God of Jacob for his help. I'm telling you, I ought to be looking at a bunch of happy faces today. Yeah. We have the God of Jacob for our help. We don't need any more help than that. Hebrews 4:16 tells us something about getting it. Can you get some help? Come boldly to the throne of grace that you might obtain mercy and find grace to help in the nick of time. That's what that little phrase means, I understand, in Greek. I never did take no Greek or Hebrew either, brother. Sometimes I wish I had, and sometimes I'm glad I didn't. I'd be so confused, I wouldn't know what I was saying. But if you know it, if you studied it, that's good for you. I don't envy you. I'm not going to bow down to you because you do. I've seen some folks that knew a lot of Greek. They could read the Greek New Testament, and they act like you ought to bow down to them. I don't want to be that way. I'd rather just be an old country boy. With the help of God. Not being afraid. Just get up and preach the word of God. Yeah. And let the chips where they fall where they may. You know? I can't determine no outcome. I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. I believe that speaks of His power and His absolute holiness. Well, what a God is our help. May God bless you. We love you. Praise the Lord for you.